Well, Neil, thanks for joining us. Typically decent of you to come straight across. What for you was the difference between the two teams today?
Two set pieces. Mm-hmm. Naive defending, you know, and I'm not going to say at half time, you know, the lads got in between Zen and Jan Palinkas, who I thought were both exceptional all game, and, you know, they switched off once and they go and score, and then, you know, the second set piece, Potts wins the first header, Jack Grimshaw loses his man, and, you know, they put it in the bottom corner. But again, you know, Jack Grimshaw was excellent, you know, mm-hmm. so it's hard to pick bones out of it, you know, but I feel 100 times better than what I did last week. You know, yeah. I'm proud, I'm chuffed, you know, all right, it hasn't gone our way today, but
and those,
they didn't quit on each other.
And all those, yeah, those 14 players, you would look every one of them in the eye and think, yeah, you, including players maybe who didn't give 100% last week.
It's exactly what I've just said. It's exactly what I've just said to him. I said, and I've just said them words, I feel 100 times better because you didn't give up on each other. Mm-hmm. You know, it's tough. You're on the back of a 4-0 defeat. You know, Ashton are winning because people were talking about it at half-time, and, you know, things aren't going our way, and they could have capitulated, and they didn't do. You know, it seems unfortunate we lost Westy for an injury and fatigue, and, you know, Will. You know, but all of them, not just the young lads, I think all of them today, I think they gave a good account of themselves. You know, I know that it's not perfect. I know that we've got to polish in key areas, but, you know, the team that took to the field today and the subs and the lads that weren't used, they tried and they give everything they could, and, you know, they just weren't good enough. But
how unlucky when Willoughby hit the post with that brilliant shot on the turn, that,
you know, if that goes in it's a different game. If Piers 1v1 in the first half, he just gets a nick to it, it could be a different game. And then Mohamed Zed there, if it's, you know, it's a, listen, you know, I could hear the sings, you know, all the fans singing, and if we score we're going to be on the pitch and things, and I thought we were going to score, you know, set up a finale. But they didn't. But they didn't stop trying to pass. They didn't stop trying to work for each other. They didn't stop trying to move the ball forward. They just, you know, and I just said to him in there, four games to go, and we just keep trying. We keep trying to do the right things, and it will come off. And, you know, we're hurting. No one likes getting beat, and, you know, you don't want to draw in towards the end of the season and the season not capitulate, which it won't do. But no, you know, it's difficult. It's disappointing. But
wasn't how important was it to have Michael Potts back?
He was great, wasn't he? 60, 65 minutes, he was great. And, you know, I spoke to the medical team, spoke to Liv, and, you know, trying to get him to 60 minutes, and he didn't want to come off, but, you know, we didn't want to risk injuries. And, you know, he came off, he gave a great account of himself. Look, he took about 10 minutes to get into the game, he found his second wind, and, you know, he was at it. And, you know, we heard him in the dressing room at half-time, and, you know, I'm confident, I said in the interview last night, I'm confident that if he would have been fit 10, 12 games ago, then maybe we weren't in this position. But, you know, great to have him back on the pitch. Great to see the response. You know, it's been a long week, like I said, and today couldn't come soon enough. We haven't got the right result, but I've seen lots of positives that I can go away and feel optimistic about for the rest of the week before next week.
Was the kind of quick transition part of the game plan today to turn them round? Or was that?
Yeah, I thought, you know, with the pace, with Will, the pace of Piers and Kurt, and try and get us joining in from the middle of the park. We said that, you know, don't overplay. You know, the pitch isn't conducive for great football. But, yeah, try and turn things around and get space in behind. We knew that, you know, they're experienced at the back, but we might be able to hurt them with our pace. And I thought we did, you know, two or three times. But it just wasn't to be. You know, we worked on that in training, and it wasn't to be. But lads, what I like about today is that lads listened and lads took things on board, and they played with a desire and with instructions, and, you know, That's what I said. I feel 100 times better. I don't like losing games of football, but, you know, them lads will give a good account of themselves today.
Just reflecting on a couple of things over the season is, this is an away defeat, but one of the curious things about the season has been FC's away form. There's been half a dozen victories, but only one at home. And how do you account for that? Is that a mental thing about not dealing with the pressure of playing in front of your own fans? Or
I don't know. I don't know.
Obviously, you've not been here all season.
No, I haven't. But I don't know, because that, to me, that home crowd, that home venue, would be the place that you want to go and express yourself and, you know, entertain people. And for whatever reason, is it a mental block? Is it psychological? We just haven't been able to perform. And I believe that last season it was the other way around, and the home form was good and the away form wasn't. And, you know, we haven't changed our style of play. It's just, it's a little bit like today. We've switched off in key areas, and I think we've switched off, you know, even from take the non-eating game out of the way and the Chorley games. There hasn't been a lot in the games. It's just been them defining moments, and then can we bounce back into situations? And unfortunately, their moments have come at home and they've come away. I don't know. I mean, you know, there's nothing delight me more now to go to Broadhurst Park and go and win two out of our last four games and, you know, get everyone positive. But I don't know. But certainly, you know, there won't be that mental spillover next season, because obviously there will be a freshness and there will be developments in terms of the players, and hopefully make the place a fortress again and be away from home, be hard to beat, and still be entertaining but be hard to beat, and that's our focus.
And your early period as manager, there was a new partner playing and there was a successful period. Yeah. Where do you think it started to unravel?
I think, you know, I've got to be careful what I say, but maybe certain players undermining the way that we wanted to play, and things spiralling, and then all of a sudden you go to places and people changing the way we play and not listening to what we do, and then you're changing the personnel, bringing people in, and it's hard to adapt. And I honestly thought, you know, the first six games we're going to go on and we're going to be great, but just things started creeping in, which were hard to undo.
And the absence of Potts' leadership was a factor in all that, because that it does slightly coincide, doesn't it? The period where the team struggled with him injured.
It does, you know, and you shouldn't highlight one person. Again, I said in the interview last night, your Michael Potts of this world are very hard to come by, you know, and it's not, they're not driven by money, and they don't cost you a lot of money, because they just want to play football and they want to do what's right for the club. We've desperately missed him. It's great to have him back. He'll be here next season. You know, no need to worry about that. He'll be here next season, and we'll build around him, and we'll make sure that we've got lads that play like he plays and does what he does.
And you showed a lot of faith in Grimshaw in the case you played him, but also he got an early yellow card, and when the substitutions were coming up, we were speculating we'll maybe wrap him in cotton wool. He might get a second yellow, but he seemed to grow into the game. What was your...
That's the exact words that the bench has said, actually. He grew into the game. And, you know, it was a good foul. You know, when he got the yellow card, that showed quite a level of maturity, because he knew there was a breakaway. He knew that six, seven players were going in front of the play. And he took one, you know, for the team. But then he did grow into the game. I thought his passing was good. He was tenacious. He got forward. He tired towards the end. But I was delighted with him. And, you know, I can see why he's a captain of the UCFB team and captain of the 21s. And I can see why he gets people playing around him. Mm-hmm. For him, that's going to have done him the world of good. The disappointment, but they've loved the occasion, and I wanted to keep them on. You know, if Westy didn't fatigue and his hamstrings didn't go, I would have kept Westy on. Will got a little bit lost at times, but still, you know, still did well, put a great ball through in the first half of Pier. So all in all, I'm really happy, and you know, they're going to be in and around it again for the next four games.
How much do you think those young players that came in today have learned in this kind of arena, where you're really up against experience?
I mean, Westy just said he didn't realise how quick it was, you know, the pace of the game. He said, you know, in the 21s you get a lot more time. He said the pace, people are into your face. And sometimes you don't see that. You know, he's great, but he didn't realise. And Jack said the same thing. And, you know, I think that's what they learn. You know, they've just played in front of a crowd of 1,500 people. You know, it's incredible. Just in the away fans at the end. And that'll stick with them. But they're going to get another opportunity. And what will be nice for them is when they make their home debut. You know, that'll be nice for them, because they will make their home debut. I'm not just going to put my faith in them for a game now. They've, you know, I think they've done enough today. I think we've just highlighted Jack. You know, he's done enough. You know, let him go again and let Westy go again, and you know, and let Jan go again and see where they end up. Because I enjoy watching them play. I enjoy really watching them play.
So the higher you go up, the quicker the decision making has to be.
Yeah,
that basically.
Yeah, you know, there's a couple of times in the first half that, you know, the ball got wrapped under Jack's feet, and you watch Potsy, he knows which player on the corner in one, or he knows when to use his body, and Jack will get that. You know, one game at, you know, Conference North level at his age, 19, it's incredible. It's absolutely incredible. And, you know, like I said last week, he wants to play for the club, he wants to develop, and we'll help him develop, and the only way he's going to develop is to play games. So, you know, he's definitely going to be in around it for the next four games. He's definitely going to be around it for pre-season when there's eight games, nine games. And come put yourself in the window for the first game of next season. But we've shown today that I'm not scared to play them lads. And you've just said on today's performance, that, you know, they've given a really good account of themselves.
We think if you picked up 12 points from these four games, we think you could be safe. What do you... You know, obviously you're going to be positive, but do you see seeds in this group of players that could... For example, win away at Brackley.
I see belief and I hear belief in what the team have just said in there. Mm-hmm. They did it for me. You know, I could hear them four games to go. We haven't won today. Let's go and win next week and let's go and put it behind us. But you know, that's the first time that a lot of them have played together and Potts has come back in. There's new faces in the four and the 21s. Let them go and do it again next week. Mm-hmm. You know, and let's go and see what's on offer next week. But listen, one win sparks it. And if it's next week and it's the week after and the week after, you know, we've said all season till it's mathematically impossible and it's not. It's still possible. So, you know, I'm going to be positive, I'm going to be optimistic, but it's quite nice to hear the dressing room, you know, saying that. And, you know, listen, there's not many people going to give us a chance, is there? But why not? You know, why not?